Hi friends, welcome back to Conscious Butterflies. I'm your host, Emily Dugan, and boy, does it feel good to bring you episode 3. It's been a long 2 weeks without writing, without recording. I'm feeling a little off balance here, but it really is good to be back. Leo says hello, was making his early appearance, yeah. But the last 2 weeks have been good. Got to go to Vegas with my coworkers for a trade show, had a great time. Leo actually ran away, so that was fun. Found him like 20 minutes later getting attacked by 3 bull mastiffs. It was a horrible scene to see, but thankful for my mom and dad for helping save him. My dad busted his knee, so let's send some love my dad's way. But really, it's been, I think you'll see just how, like, the last 2 weeks are really just kind of encapsulated in this podcast in one way or another. And I just really hope you guys can relate to it, because for me, it was just a lot of realizing that we have a deep misunderstanding for ourselves, that to a point, I mean, some people will go their whole life and never shoot their shot in life because they're just waiting on the world's permission. And I don't think that's something that we directly come out and do, but we do invalidate our capability and significance to be a person called to do those things. And so it's like these past couple weeks, I'm like, why is that? Like, why do I feel invalidated? Why do I feel, you know, like that can't be mine? And there's just something about being content that is more attracting to us as humans than breaking through the barriers to realize that we are capable and we are worthy and we are valid to do and have whatever the hell we want. And honestly, I think the majority of people will choose to be content because it's the easier choice, right? I mean, for me at least, like, absolutely, it's the easier choice. And being content just means that you don't feel the importance and empowerment from continuing to be a student of life and learning, no matter what age you are, no matter what skill set you have, no matter how much you think you're an expert at something, you are just thrilled by the thought of continuing to build on that legacy of the skills that you have learned. And I think being content means that you'll be a person that you just continue to work at a place that undervalues your skill set, or worse, you don't even allow yourself to realize how amazing the skills that you naturally have are. And I don't think that being content means that you're stagnant or unhappy, but I certainly think that it means you're unfulfilled. And so by that definition, I would say that if people aren't chasing after or living a life that becomes a reflection of the lifestyles or atmospheres, relationships, just the experiences that you value most, that makes you content. And for me, my life has been so much of just really living behind the scenes. And this past year, I went through a transition and it put me in a place for the first time that I had to just really listen to myself. And I had to realize that I have so much wisdom within me that I've just chosen to not listen to. And I mean, all of us do, right? But at the end of the day, we are all such unique, incredible humans who have this ridiculous amount of talent that can be used to change the world for the better. And it's not talent we have to acquire, it's talent we have to recognize and build from. But instead, we just get so caught up in this routine of life that we don't even take a minute to get to know that person that we are and we have been built to be by all the ups and downs and trials and obstacles of life. And I mean, I can get on a whole tangent on that subject, but in this moment right now, I just want to tell you and to tell myself, because Lord knows that I need to hear it myself, that I have the capability to change the world for the better. And it's my duty to do that. And it's a disservice and a dishonor for you to hold yourself back because of the need for permission or because of the insecurities that lead to the need for permission. And instead, we have to realize that we are the star of our own show. We get to make the headlines. Like, you get to make the headlines of your life. I don't care how big or small that headline is. It's like, Emily Dugan cleans the whole entire house in the first 3 hours of her morning, but she really deep scrubs. You know, like, it can be so silly, but that kind of stuff matters because you're putting that action back into yourself to make you better. And you don't need to sit around and you don't need to have, like, I remember just a matter of, like, whatever, never mind, I'm not getting into it. But we don't need anyone to tell us the rules of how to do it or when the right time is. All we need to understand is that we don't have to start, or we need to understand that we have to start before we feel ready to start, is what I meant to say. You have to start before you feel ready to start. But starting comes with getting confidence to do it, right? We can't waste our life worrying about who's doing it better, because at the end of the day, my friend, you're doing it better today than you did yesterday simply because you're putting in the effort. It's always, always, always been you versus you. Always. It always has been. It always is in the moment, and it always will be. And everything that has happened to you up to this point, to the time you find and pursue what it is that you do want in this life of yours, like, isn't all of that just so beautiful to think about? I mean, when I think about it, I think of all that noise and chaos that goes on in our day-to-day life. But when you sit back and truly reflect, it's not chaos and it's not noise, but it's the people who touched our lives and the lives that we've touched, or the coworkers you met along the way that you're always going to have a connection with, and they'll probably be at your wedding or they'll be in your wedding. And it's those stupid inside jokes that are just always going to be funny, or that look that you can give somebody and you guys know exactly what each other are thinking. Or that time you were in that situation you knew you shouldn't have been in, and then something bad happened and you're like, yeah, I could have called that one. You know, it's just all these little moments of life and the butterflies that you feel for the first time after you went through a rough patch in relationships and you couldn't find confidence and you couldn't find this feeling of just being wholesome again. And it's those like serene, blissful moments at a concert when everything just feels connected and the energy is just unmatched. It's that hurt and that pain when we wake up at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning because we're thinking of a loved one we lost, because of a dream that we might have had, or just all of it, guys. It's the self-care routines and the cries for attention and the family traditions and just all of what makes life life, all of it. It's all tied to one source, you. It's tied to you. And to find that connection of, to just discover that connection to that beautiful person that you are today, who all of that has created this armor of who you are, should give you all the freaking confidence in the world to constantly remind yourself that you were built for this. For whatever this is, for whatever sets your soul on fire, you went through all of that and you're going through all of that and you're going to continue to go through all of that in different versions to ultimately desire what you want. So let it just be yours. You don't need permission. You need confidence. And that's definitely easier said than done, by all means, to even actually understand what that means. I'm still learning what that means, you know, because we might think we're confident, but time and situations and circumstances will quickly reveal the insecurities we have buried within us. And don't you know that those insecurities seem to creep up just when we're about to get over that hump? And in my opinion, it's a personal experience to get over that hump, but you have to navigate it yourself in your own way. You can't just find the answers to that. You have to really go deep within and analyze yourself. You'll have to uncover all these barriers that have been blocking you from just right when you're about to feel it and right when you think, yes, I got it figured out. I know what I want. I know what I can do. I feel empowered. I have this motivation again, because we've all felt that, but then we all quickly find ourselves back in these lame routines that we try to once get out of. So again, I think this is definitely everybody's own personal experience, but I just want to share some exercises or practices that I've worked on and that have really helped me overcome this. And I hope you can relate in some kind of way. So the first one, be conscious about your thought process. So this is something that's been very tough for me. I think it'd be tough for everybody, to be honest, but like anything in this world, the more you practice, the better you get at it. And learning to be conscious about your thoughts and the way you make decisions and just your brain, it's a skill. Like, it is a skill. And for me, it truly started by just catching my train of thought when I felt doubt or when I just chose to take the easy way out instead of putting in the work. And when I catch myself in those thoughts, I've learned to just train my mind to ask, what reasoning am I giving myself to justify or invalidate the work that I can put in? Or what will taking the easy way out really do to make me better as a person or make me happy in this moment? And what would it feel like if I just said, F it, and I just got up and did it, and I did the damn work? And I mean, this could be as simple as, I want to set my alarm at 5:30 a.m. and wake up at 5:30 and have a great morning start to my day, be up for a good 3.5 hours before I go to work, whatever. And it's just those simple things that we think if we just hit snooze and we sleep in for that extra 30 minutes, it's going to make us happier, but it doesn't. And I mean, again, just one small example to what this bigger idea is trying to say, but when I practiced this exercise, I quickly realized that moving forward and creating in general, just for me, creating content or writing or recording or whatever that might be, it feels a whole lot better than if I was to just watch that episode of Netflix for a show that I really don't care about. And when I practice this, I've learned that all I'm really doing is manipulating my thought process to build momentum for what it is that I really want, rather than piling 50 thoughts to, again, justify why it's okay to just relax and why it's okay to put something off. So be conscious about your thought process. All right. I'm definitely making in the future full episodes on all of these exercises, because this is such a tiny capsule of what I want to share on it, but I definitely just want to share it with you. So stay tuned to come. Okay, so number two, excavate your invalidation. So what do I mean by that? What actually holds you back? Is it family and friends who told you that you're worthless and you're never going to live up to that expectation? And maybe they still send you reminders of that today. Or maybe it's a relationship that you felt like a shell of yourself, and now to this day, you still just can't get back to who you were before you met that person. Or maybe it's just that constant comparison to the feed on your Instagram or the small town you grew up in, or maybe you still live in it and it just makes you feel that that's all you'll ever know and all you'll ever be. Or maybe it's just that you've had a poor performance at literally everything you've tried in the past. And you're defeated. How are you going to overcome that? You've tried. You've put your all in. And I'm sure all of you can agree that it's a little bit of all that and so much more. But guys, the reality of it is that we were all dealt a hand. And some of us, a lot worse than others. A lot worse than others. That a lot of us can't even wrap our mind around how bad that is. And in the opposite way, some of you guys are dealt the best hand in the world, but it's not really the best hand, because we all have our struggles up and down, no matter what way we look at it. And regardless of what hand we are given, we are all a fucking force in this world, guys. Like, your feelings of invalidations are just mere glimpses into this external nature that has built your character. Like, has all of the stuff that happened to you in your past made you this harder outer shell? Sure. Can you trust easily? Can you build a relationship with somebody anymore? No, you can't do that anymore. You feel broken inside. You're scared to open up to people. Like, we all are, guys. We all go through these kind of feelings one way or another. But we all have moxie, baby. And our moxie comes from all the healing and growth and all the obstacles that we've had to overcome in response to those external factors that we've had to brace. And again, easier said than done. It's hard enough to get to the root of our hearts, let alone find peace with what we find when we start digging. But it is possible, and you deserve to get there. So again, excavate your invalidations. And lastly, if anything, please take this from me. Speak out loud, aka find your outlet. For me, it's words. Words. Like, words are my outlet. It's talking to myself on the way to work or at home when I'm alone cooking dinner. And it's writing down those little thoughts that come to my mind that just feel motivating or empowering, or screenshotting inspiring quotes I see, or writing inspiring quotes on my glass window at work. It's listening to podcasts of people I look up to. Words just simply move me. They remind me of all the potential in the world, and they release this serotonin in my brain that I really just cannot ignore. And so I don't ignore them. And the funny thing is that if you talk to me in person, I get so jumbled in my words. I can't say them right. I stumble over myself. Sometimes I'll talk and then I'll get more quiet at the end because I just don't feel confident in what I'm saying. But when I write or record this podcast, I have so much control over my words. And that's just become even more empowering to me, and honestly has just pushed me to continue with this podcast. And once I just started, I just want to keep going. And I mean, that's an example in itself of just the power of giving into your outlet that you naturally love, and it gives you light. And we all have something that gives us that feeling. You're probably right now thinking of yours, and it probably feels really freaking good to be reminded of it. And maybe for some of you, you're thinking how you haven't exposed yourself to that just oh so familiar outlet for so long. And I just really hope that you decide you're going to make it a priority to get back to it, like right away. Like tonight, go to sleep, think about it, and just wake up and just do it. And you won't regret it. And you'll be reminded of the momentum that that brings you to. And I just gotta say that expressing ourselves is so crucial to our well-being. It helps us expand and reminds us that we have so much to learn. But when we get there, we're reminded that we're so excited to learn it too. Amen, amen, amen. My friends, it's been, again, 2 long weeks of not recording this podcast, or a podcast in general. And this episode, like I said again, has really just encapsulated where my mind has been. So thank you for listening. Been feeling a little off balance, but I know it's because I've been pulling myself in so many directions that I just feel distant from myself. But this morning, my friend sent me a video and reminded me that I'm truly exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I'm so grateful for you. Love you, T-Fine. But when you're about to get over that hill that I referenced to earlier, life is going to throw a lot of chaos at you. But it's all just confirmation that what you're going through right now is meant to teach you lessons that will, in return, help you grow. And just like everything that you face in life and will continue to face in life, you need those lessons to grow. So be patient, be still, and continue to put the flow of all of your energy into the outcome that you want. You will get you what you want, I promise, because of what you're going through currently, because of everything you've had to embrace and go through in the past, and everything that's going to come to you in the future. I love you guys so much, so much. Please, if you like this episode, give me a rating. I appreciate the support so much. And I can't wait to drop episode numero 4 at you next week. I love you. I love you. Please connect with me any kind of way. I love talking to anybody who wants to talk. So hit me up. I'm going to drink this glass of Pinot Grigio. So love you guys. Godspeed.